Okay, well, let's look to the Lord. Our loving God and our Father, we thank thee again for a lovely day and all thy mercies to us. We thank thee most of all for the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, that one who loves us and who died for us. And now we thank thee for the opportunity to learn more of him, to learn more of thee, our God and Father, and we pray for thy help. We do pray especially for any here who may not yet know thee, Lord Jesus, as Savior, and thou knowest who they are. We pray that thy word, by thy Spirit, may enter into their hearts today and draw them to Christ. We pray, too, for those of us who do know thee, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt undertake for us, guide and direct in every way, guide and keep us, and draw our hearts closer to thee, that we may know thee in a fuller and better way, even down here. So we commend our time together to thee and ask all this, Lord Jesus, in thy precious and worthy name. Amen. Well, for those who are new at camp, as you can see, the subject we have before us this year is knowing God. And it's quite a subject because knowing about God is not the same as knowing God. And so we've been looking at different aspects of knowing God, how we can know him more intimately, things that hinder things that hinder our knowing him. We just ask that God would reveal himself to us in a fuller and better way. We're ready this morning for section 11. Section 11, the knowledge of his will. And we might go a little slowly this morning. Not really.
We need to get him out of the sun for one thing.
Just pick up his chair and move it.
What's nothing to do with the sun? That's not a problem. No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
No. No, I'll be okay. Just put the mic down and we'll maybe you have the discourse sitting down.
That'll be fine, Bill. Yeah.
Is that okay? Very good. Thanks, Jason, very much. In case some of you are wondering what's going on, for almost 2 years now, the Lord has allowed a rare but well-recognized and he is going to show us how we can know the mind of the Lord. And if we want to know the mind of the Lord, we have to be in the current of God's thoughts. So let's turn, first of all, to Psalm 25. Yeah. will read verse 14. Psalm 25 and verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Now let's turn over to the New Testament, to John 11. Verse 3. Therefore his sisters, that would be the sisters of Lazarus, sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 6. Now when he had heard therefore that he, that is Lazarus, was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples again, let us go into Judea again. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?
Bill, some are asking what you were about to say, what the problem is, and you told me 2 years ago you were diagnosed with, what is it?
Polymyalgia rheumatica. A rare but well-recognized autoimmune disease, not serious, not in any way fatal or anything, but it takes the wind out of your sails now and then. And it so happened that this morning when I got up, I thought, oh, yeah, here we go again. Anyway, we'll be all right. Okay, John 11 and verse 9. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in darkness, No, I'll be okay.
Can we pause and pray for you a minute? Will you allow us to do that?
I will.
What a devil is coming in this place? You get out of here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of shed blood. Father, help our dear brother here. Our hearts are breaking. We see this. Whatever's wrong, if it's this thing he's got, fine. Just help him. Help him, give him wisdom in his mind to know what to do, to rest, to continue, to whatever. Just help us. We all together agree to come before thee, to ask thy help in this moment. Lord Jesus, in thy precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
9, Bill.
Yes, yes.
Verse 10.
Yes. If a man walk in the light in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. The main point we want to make this morning is that the knowledge of the will of God is dependent on your communion with the Lord. You cannot separate knowing the will of God from walking with the Lord. Nowadays, we're used to getting answers on the internet. We're used to Googling just about everything. But one thing we can't do in our Christian lives is Google the Lord. It doesn't work that way. No, we must be walking with the Lord in order to understand and know His mind. And so, these verses that we have been reading show us this. On the one hand, the Lord Jesus might seem to have been on the horns of an impossible dilemma. On the one hand, here was his good friend Lazarus. He was sick. His sister sent a message to him saying, "Lord, he whom you love is sick." But what does the Lord do? Stays 2 days where he is, doesn't make a move. On the other hand, when he goes to make a move and go down to Judea, his disciples remind him, "Lord, they tried to stone you last time you went there. Do you want to go there again?" How do you resolve that difficulty? You can't do it in the human mind. But what does the Lord say here in so many words? He says, verse 9, "If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world." What was the Lord really saying? He was saying, I don't just stumble along, being guided by circumstances, pulled this way and that way by situations that develop. I have guidance from God the Father. And as the perfect dependent man, he intimately knew God his Father. He intimately depended on him, by the Holy Spirit, of course, to guide and direct him in all things. And as a result, he knew when to sit still, even though it might have seemed irrational. He knew when to make a move, even though that might have seemed irrational too. And so, the main lesson this morning is, if we get to know the Lord in a fuller and more wonderful way, we will find out that He is available to us and will guide us in every way in our Christian lives. It's knowing the Lord in that way that constitutes the knowing of His will. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, verse 10. "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." But then what does the ninth verse say? "And we desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." I would suggest that that means that not only do we know the Lord's will, but we learn through Him how to carry it out. And so, learning the Lord in a wonderful way is an important part of the Christian life, and we learn Him in a way that we can't learn Him any other way. He's wonderful to us, and we learn the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. It's wonderful. Well, I'm going to take a break now because I'm feeling a little wonky at the time, and don't worry, I'm all right. There's no problem. I'll be okay. I've had this before, and it's fine. But maybe others can take up the discussion, and we'll see how things go. Thank you.